welcome back to Call Me Negotiator. And this week is a little different because our live streaming channel, they are upgrading the platform, so we're not able to live streaming today while WeChat. So we're just going to have the back to the very first episode where we don't have this visual live streaming to the Chinese platform. So I guess today I will be more relaxed. And how should I talk to you guys just with this video? I have to figure it out because normally I'm just like being a little more intensely stressed towards to handling three things at least. The first thing is the live streaming on the Chinese social media channel, where it was, you know, visual and have instantaneous interaction, people commenting. And then the second thing is that I have to be fully focused on the conversation I have with my guest. And the third thing is obviously this radio, where I needed to take care of the music, take care of the control panel. So today I feel kind of relaxed. And also I was having one of our members here, actually he's the manager here, being my guest. But thank God that I invited people who are just originally here, so I don't have to be super apologetic to people who drive all the way up to the mountain. But yeah, so this is today's situation. And as you know, normally we have this podcast, conversational style radio show for Call Me Negotiator. And I didn't know how to talk about my thoughts, because I felt like most of the time I carefully thinking about how to be able to deliver the narrative of the guest story. Normally the process is I listen to that and I start the conversation spontaneously, because I did some episodes with full preparation. And from that experiences, I realized that being overly prepared is no good for this kind of conversational style show, because you wanted to follow with whatever they deliver to you. You wanted to be fully involved in their stories and understand, oh, they are having this kind of emotions because they are thinking back about this experience, and this is what they know, this is what they're passionate about, and this is something that they could share, or oh, they have this kind of perspective and might dig deeper, right? But if I prepare something with the full list, I wasn't able to fully focus on the conversation, and I would always thinking about, oh my God, there's a question that I haven't asked yet. So ever several times, I realized that the spontaneous conversation is the best. It's not obviously completely spontaneous. It's not like I go on the walk and then run into someone and start a chat, right? So they came here, they probably know that they're going to talk about something. And actually, I realized I wanted to help people to promote what they do, right? Promote their business, promote their work, promote their passion, or even their identity. One very interesting that I realized or learned is that when people don't fully prepared to sell something, they do better for the show, because they will follow the information, follow the conversation. But when people are so ready, they started to directly start to promote, right? Start to sell things. And that skipped the personality. The personality is really important because that is the only way for us to be able to connect it with our audiences. Well, is you, right? Like, you are listening right now. So yeah, that's basically how I learned. And this is pretty random because I did not know that I would just share with this. And this is pretty good. But I'm going to play some music today because today is supposed to be my rest day. Let me think about what am I going to play. But then I guess there's some Chinese song. Wait, no. Click this wrong. I always join like Jacob, the host of the arts show as a guest or a co-host. And now I start to understand why he is so relaxing chatting with people, because if you're by yourself, you're really just talking to people from the other side of the radio, right? Instead of like having this conversation with people sitting in front of you. So this is a whole lot new experience. I really enjoyed it. All right, we will come back after this top traditional Chinese music and relaxing instrumental Chinese music with bamboo flute, huh? All right, let's listen it up. Thank you. Welcome back to Call Me Negotiator, and today is the special episode because we are only live or on air through the CJSF radio station, which is the CJSF 90.1 FM and on Burnaby Mountain. So you are listening today because I guess you are just randomly tuning in, or you are regular listeners or audience, and I really appreciate that. I want to explain a little bit about why we call me Negotiator. People always ask me, right? People always ask me why I call me Negotiator, and I don't know. It's pretty random, right? And then I was like, oh my god, how can I get started? Because originally I wanted to do this thing where I wanted to do a cross-cultural business connection, and I don't know how to call that kind of business or kind of that kind of niche. So I started to think about the name of the show. And I was like, oh, wait, I think negotiation is the mandatory skill in this business or in any kind of human interaction, literally. And I was like, and also, I studied negotiation. I studied law, negotiation, conflict resolution, so they're all falling to the same column. And I was like, oh, maybe I just start to say this, right? Instead of, you know, there's a song called Call Me Baby. Or call me maybe, right? I actually forgot, but let's say if there's a song called Call Me Maybe or Call Me Baby, instead of that, just call me a negotiator. So I thought that was a very interesting starting point. And since today we don't have our live streaming experiences from China right now, so I wanted to share a little bit secret about that with you guys here who are listening in Canada. I think when I started this show, I was just trying this different kind of episodes. I was doing this on-air training, and then I randomly put this live streaming from the social media channel on China, right? Which is I used WeChat, and obviously you can use all other different kind of platforms like the Chinese TikTok called Douyin and the Red Book, something like that, right? There are so many social media platforms. They all support live streaming. So I just randomly chose this because everybody uses WeChat. And I had no idea how to get started. I have no idea what's the tricks and what's my niche on this live streaming channel. I just put it right there. And after a few episodes, it started to take off. Like, people liked it. And in the beginning, I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, maybe this is just a trick from the platform to get me hooked, or maybe this is not stable. But now I realize it's just it actually is something that provides value and fun to people, right? Because I know that listeners are here and not able to have the immediate interaction with me while you're listening to the show. But from the social media live streaming, they can see us. They can literally give us comment and see how they feel about it, if they have any questions, what they're gonna do about it. And then they would just started to be like, okay, I have this question. Or sometimes people could be a little judgmental, because that is exactly why we're having this. The reason why we're having this is because we wanted to show more people, especially people who are tuning in through our channel visually and auditorily, is that people can see the diversity of this world, the diversity that Vancouver has, right? So I thought that was so special. So I started to just invite different kind of guests, and when I invite all those guests, I realized that, instead of telling people, hey, people are very different, the diversity of the human group, the environment we live, and the understanding and awareness of the people around us who are coming from different backgrounds are just so important. But instead of saying that, instead of telling that, I might as well just show it, and it works better. But like I said, the challenges, I do get critical feedbacks, some judgmental comments time to time, from the comments from the streaming. Most of the people, our communities, are just so nice and supportive, but then the challenges are from one or two people. Some of them, they're just like nonsense, right? They're just douchebags. But then most of the people are nice, and sometimes they do throw out something that I have to react while I'm doing this show on air. That was fun. And then I now look back, I realize it really trained me to be able to perform and function like under this huge pressure. And so I no longer see it as like some kind of pressure that would make me panic or really distract me so that I couldn't focus on the conversation I have with the guest. So I've been really appreciating these experiences. All right, I guess I share too much about what's going on in my mind. So we're just gonna come back with a little bit of music, and I will keep talking to you after this. All right, please listening, or I'm just going to play some Chinese music with bamboo flute again. Alright, I hope you like this music. Before we continue chatting, I'm going to share with you these bird notes. All right, that didn't work out through very well. But anyways, I think I'm just going to continue talk about what's going on in my mind. Well, I think, like, you know, last Friday, we had really good community barbecue with CJSF people. And I had so much fun. And that was the first time, I think, ever since I got into Vancouver. That was the first time that I started to realize that, maybe this is my community, you know, like, I feel like I'm pretty selective towards the people who I wanted to hang out with. There are so many different kind of groups, and I have a little bit privilege of being able to join the Chinese people groups, right? And also the people who are not Chinese, like the main diverse background Vancouver people group. After a while, I think I was being pretty isolated. I was being pretty isolated about building my own business. That was like oh wow, that's a whole nother story. Wow, today's show is so different than normal. I guess I just realized that I don't know how to just talk about things that's not completely from my own thoughts and experiences and feelings by myself. So I guess I gotta share something that's just really in my mind and my own experiences to make sure that this is authentic, and so that I know something to talk, right? Oh my god, WeChat is really giving me a hard time by doing this. But anyways, all right, I'm just gonna get into it. So the story started from 5 years ago, where I was in New York. And I was in New York for several years. I would consider myself a global citizen, where I've been to many, many places. I've lived into many, many countries. Like, wait, I've been lived into 4 continents. Is it? Actually, three continents, like China. That's Asia, right? And then the Middle East, I was there for a short period of time, but then I moved to New York, and then now I'm in Vancouver, but it's still North America, so it's one continent. I traveled a bit for like very long time.